told me that he and Ricky are going to judge a bathing beauty contest this afternoon.
I know.
How are we going to stop them?
We're not. We're going to let them do it.
Honey, you've been in Florida too long. Your poor little brain is sunburned.
Not at all, Ethel. Not at all. I just decided that for once I was going to let Ricky do what he wants to. When he told me about the contest, I said, go ahead and do it, dear.
You said that?
Yes. This is the new understanding me.
Oh, dear. This is quite a blow. I was counting heavily on the old conniving you.
That's all over, Ethel. Look, what possible harm could there be in them judging a beauty contest?
Are you kidding?
Well, they sit out on the beach and ogle the girls anyway. This way, I figure it's supervised ogling.
Well, I don't like it. And anyway, how can they judge a bathing beauty contest? I thought we were going for a boat ride this afternoon.
There'll be plenty of time for that. The contest doesn't start until 5 o'clock.
Hey, where's Ricky? I want to start at the pool to take pictures with some of the girls in the contest.
Well, Ricky's in the manager's office.
Okay, I'll pick up in the lobby. I mean, I'll pick Rick up in the lobby. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, we know what you mean.
Hey, Rick, they want us down at the pool for pictures.
Yeah, I know. I got wonderful news.
What?
I'm going to be in a movie that they're going to make down here.
That's great. Come on, Rick. The girls are waiting.
What kind of a movie?
Well, it's a documentary about Florida. It's the whole history of Florida from the early days of Ponce de Leon until the present days.
Come on, will you, Rick?
Well, honey, how do you fit into that?
Well, I'm going to be part of the present days. Me and the band are going to be playing right here at the Eden Rock Hotel.
Come on, will you, Rick? The bathing beauties are waiting for us.
Will you look at the old goat? He's practically pawing the ground.
Oh, never mind, Ethel.
I'll be right with you, Fred. I just want to comb my hair.
Hey, Rick, can I borrow some of that fancy eau de cologne of yours?
Sure.
Thanks.
Eau de cologne yet? He hasn't used eau de cologne since Lillian Russell came to town.
Hello.
Yes?
We're looking for Mr. Ricky Ricardo.
Oh?
And Mr. Mertz.
Oh?
We're supposed to have publicity pictures taken with them.
Yes, down by the pool.
Are they in?
Well, no, they're not.
Dear. Well, didn't they know about the pictures?
Yes, they knew about them, but they had to go out, and there's no telling when they'll be back. Sometimes when they leave like this, they don't come back for hours, days, weeks, months. So if I were you, I'd find somebody else to take pictures with. Oh, welcome home, dear.
Huh? Mr. Ricardo?
Yes?
I'm Joy Lansing, and this is Jill Jarman.
Oh, well, hello. Glad to know you, girls. How are you? This is Mr. Mertz.
Well, how do you do?
Joy, he's a regular little Cupid doll, he is. We're supposed to have our pictures taken with you down by the pool. In fact, the photographer's waiting for us right now.
Well, we were just on our way down. I'll just grab some cigarettes and we'll go.
I was so thrilled when I heard you were going to be one of the judges, Mr. Ricardo.
Oh.
I just adore Cuban music.
Thank you. Thank you.
Me too. I must have seen your show in the casino 100 times.
Well, isn't that nice?
I get such a boot out of it every time you sing Babalu.
Well, thank you very much. Shall we go, Fred?
Yeah, let's go.
Tell me, Mr. Ricardo, is your accent real?
Oh, yes.
Well, that was a nauseating scene.
Tell me, Mr. Ricardo, is your accent real? Oh, Joy, look. He's a regular little Cupid doll, he is. I get such a boot out of it when you sing Babaloo.
I'd sure like to give her a boot. And did the boys love it? Did you see Fred's eyes pop out?
How about Ricky's eyes? His nose looked like it was balancing 2 ping-pong balls.
Hey, what's happened to that understanding attitude? Where is the new you?
When I saw those 2 mincing mermaids, the old me came right out of retirement.
Oh, boy, it's good to have you back.
Now, let me see. How can we keep them from judging that contest?
Yeah.
What awful thing are we going to do? I don't know yet, but I got a hunch it's going to be a dilly. What's your plan?
Well, I told the boatman to only give us a half a tank of gas.
Half a tank?
Yeah. So when we get out in the middle of the ocean, the motor will suddenly go and stop.
We'll run out of gas?
Yeah. That's my plan for keeping the boys from judging the contest.
Oh, boy, that is a dilly. That's a double dilly. Does your plan also include a way to get back to civilization? Or do we just float around in the Atlantic Ocean forever?
Ethel, how many times have I ever let you down?
Well,
Never mind. Now, when we're sure that they've missed the contest, I suddenly discover this. And pour it in the tank.
The boat runs on lemonade?
This is filled with gasoline. This thermos is filled with lemonade. And this is filled with sawdust. Listen, do you want to keep Fred from judging that contest, or don't you?
Oh, yes, I do.
Well, all right.
I know he's an old goat, but an old goat's better than no goat at all.
Honey, I want to get some suntan oil before we go. There's a little shop down there at the end of the pier.
Okay,
want to
go?
Let's go.
Okay.
Hey, girls, where are you going?
I'm gonna get some suntan oil. We'll be right back.
Well, hurry up.
Yeah.
Daddy.
Yeah, son.
Is this what we're going on?
Yeah, that's it. Isn't she a beauty? Hold him, Uncle Fran.
All right, I'll watch him.
There you go.
There we go.
Give me a hand.
Come on, Uncle Fred.
All right, thank you.
Well, as long as we got a little time, I'll explain a few more things to you about boats.
I'm a landlubber. Explain to me, too.
Right. Now, over there, see, in the front, that's called the bow. And back here is called the stern. So that's the bow and the stern.
The bow and the stern.
That's right. You're a regular skipper already.
This cruise along is a dandy little boat, Rick.
Daddy.
Yeah.
I'm thirsty.
You're thirsty? Well, your mommy said she was going to bring some lemonade. Is there any lemonade in front there, Fred?
Hey, I found a jug.
See if there's any cops in there, will you? He's thirsty.
All right, here we are.
Now, Ricky, the right side of the boat is called the starboard side. Remember that, Mel. The right side.
Hey. This smells like gasoline.
Does? It's supposed to be lemonade.
Well, if it's lemonade, it's made from high-octane lemons.
Hey, you're right.
Yes.
Is there another thermos in front of it?
Well, I'll look again. Yeah, here's another.
Well, that must be the lemonade.
Why do you suppose they put gasoline in a thermos jug?
Well, I don't know, but it's a very dangerous place to keep gasoline.
Well, that's...
You should only carry gasoline in a safety can.
Yeah.
I'll take it out of here and leave it in the pier someplace.
Oh. Here you are, little Rick. You try that. There. That all right?
Yeah, Uncle Fred.
I wonder what's keeping the girls. Come on! Oh, here they come. Come on, girls, come on.
Here we are.
Hi,
hi, hi.
Oh, boy, isn't this
going to
be great,
huh,
sweetheart?
Not
a nice boat going up the ocean,
huh? Yeah, nice day for it, too.
Isn't it?
Here, watch this rope.
Okay,
watch this.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, it's wet. There we go.
Now, look at
wonderful. We love it.
How about you, Honey Bunch?
Oh, Fred, this is marvelous.
He's been looking at his watch all afternoon.
Fred, will you forget about that beauty contest?
Huh?
That's the farthest thing from my mind.
Say, maybe it is time for us to be heading home. What time is it, Fred?
It's 3:30, Bathing Beauty. I mean, 3:30. What's the matter, Rick? What's the matter?
I don't know. The motor just stopped.
Well, do something, will you? We haven't got much time.
Oh, what an awful thing to have happen. What are we going to do now, dear?
We have to take a look at the engine.
That motor, and I can't find a darn thing wrong with it.
Well, you gotta find something wrong, Rick. We only got about 5 minutes.
Oh, forget it. We could make it now anyway. Besides, we got a bigger problem. If we don't get this thing started, we'll just keep drifting further and further out to sea.
Oh, are you sure you're too late for the contest, dear?
I'm positive. We can't make it by now.
Oh, what a shame. Look, honey, I don't know anything about motors, but, maybe we're out of gas.
Out of gas? Don't be ridiculous.
Well, now, Rick, it wouldn't hurt just to look and see, would it?
All right, if it'll make you happy, I'll look and see. I've been on boats all my life, since I was younger than little Ricky. I've been on boats. I know that these boats don't run out of gas in an hour and 15 minutes. Goodness. You're right. We're out of gas.
Oh. Now what are we supposed to do? Thumb a ride on a passing halibut?
Well, now, let's not lose our heads. I seem to remember hearing somewhere that they always keep extra gasoline on these boats, you know, just for emergencies like this. Here, let me help you down, honey, and I'll take a look around,
honey, and see if you can find anything like that.
Huh?
I read it someplace.
Oh, I have. Oh, well, now, look what I found.
That's lemonade.
Ooh, I must have the wrong one. Where's that thermos of gasoline?
Ricky left it on the dock.
Left it on the dock?
Yes.
Well, for heaven's sake, why would you do it?
How did you know that the gasoline was on the thermos? I'm waiting. Tell me the story.
Yeah, Mommy. That's a story.
All right, dear. Once upon a time, there were these three bears. The Mama Bear, Papa Bear...
Lucy
Bear.
Lucy?
Well, now we only did it because we love you and Fred so much. Didn't we, Ethel?
Yes. That's why we did it.
Did what?
Yeah, did what?
Well, told the man that I only needed a half a tank of gas and then brought the extra gasoline along in the thermos so that when we were sure that it was too late for you to go to the contest, and I think I'll try swimming ashore.
Of all the miserable things to do.
If I were the captain of this tub, I'd make her walk the plank.
Mommy, what's that?
What's what?
Over there.
Look, it's an island.
Yeah. Maybe we can drift close enough so we can wade ashore.
Yeah, we can wade ashore.
Oh, what good would that do? We'd still be out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, it's better than being adrift.
Yes, better than being adrift.
Maybe someone would come by eventually and rescue us.
Somebody come by and rescue us eventually. You see, gang, everything's turning out all right. Isn't it, Ricky? Isn't it, Fred? Ethel? Little Ricky? I think I'll go below and put myself in irons.
Thank you.
boy. Woo. Hey, I wonder if anybody lives on this island.
I doubt it.
Well, let's find out. Call out, Ricky.
Hello there!
Try it in Spanish.
Huh?
This might be part of Cuba.
Ow! Hey, they got some coconuts here.
Coconuts? Oh, yeah. There's a lot of coconuts. Well, looks like we got the whole island to ourselves.
How do you like that? Maroon on a desert island, and it's got to be with,
Red, you better be nice to me. We may be here so long that I'll start looking good to you.
Hey, look at this.
What?
Huge footprints in the sand.
So?
So this island might be inhabited.
Inhabited by whom?
Well, from the looks of these footprints, giant natives.
Giant natives.
No kidding. Look at these. Oh, boy, he must be a big one. Now, if I follow them, maybe I'll be able to track him down and find out.
Well, it could have been a giant native.
Hey, that's a speedboat.
Oh,
like that. All he did was wave back.
Yeah.
Well, at least he was friendly.
Listen, Fred, maybe you and I should go out and see what's on the other side of this island.
All right.
You want to go with us, Ricky?
Sure.
Come on.
Let's go explore. You stay here and see maybe some boats go by. Maybe you can get their attention.
All right. Oh, boy, this heat is killing me. You're either hot or you're hungry. You're always complaining about something. Well, that's because when I'm around you, I always have something to complain about. What?
Stranded on a desert island. You know, sometimes Lucy goes too far.
Well, there's one good thing about her.
What's that?
She makes me glad I'm married to Ethel.
You don't do me any good.
The ocean, the other side.
Hey! What's the matter?
There's someone in there. Who is it?
It looks like a giant native.
Boy, you've been married to Lucy too long.
You come and look at me. You stay here for a minute.
Good night, nurse. You hold him off, Rick. I'll take little Rick and make a run for him.
Now, wait a minute, friend.
Wait, nothing. It's uncles and little children first.
Now, it's got to be an explanation. There's no natives in this island.
Well, you tell him that while he's shrinking your head.
Now, Fred, I went to high school.
He's right back of you now.
Hello?
Goodbye.
Hey, what's the matter with you guys?
Huh?
Aren't you Ricky Ricardo?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you don't recognize me under all the makeup. I'm Claude Akins.
Claude Akins?
Yeah.
The actor?
Yeah.
For goodness sakes, how are
good
you,
to see
Claude?
You. How are you?
Oh, this is Fred Mertz.
Hi, Claude.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
This is my son. This is little Ricky.
Well, hi, Rick.
You know, I met a picture with Claude out in Hollywood.
Yeah.
What are you doing in Miami?
Well, I'm playing a native in a picture called The Florida Story. We're shooting the scene where Ponce de Leon landed in Florida.
I'm in the same picture.
Really?
Yeah, in the present day. You mean there's a whole movie company here?
Sure, right over there.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
You're here making the picture, too, huh?
No, no. We run out of gas. We're taking a boat ride and we run out of gas.
Oh.
You think we could borrow some gas from those fellas?
Oh, I'm sure you can get some from one of the skippers who brought us out.
Boy, and we're lucky running into him, eh?
You had us plenty scared a minute ago.
Yeah.
We thought you were the giant native Mommy was talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We thought you were a giant native.
Yeah.
Hey. I've got an idea. You got a little time on your hands?
Sure, why?
Well, our wives are on the other side of the island, see? And we got a little score to settle with them. So if you could do us the favor of coming over there.
Yeah, I wonder what's keeping the boys.
I don't know, but after what you did to them, I wouldn't blame them if they never came back.
Well, at least we accomplished our purpose. We kept them from the contest. You got to give me credit for that.
Listen, one credit hardly balances 15 years of debits.
Shish! There's just no talking to you today. Oh, I must look a mess by now. Ethel, your nose is shiny. Why don't you look in the mirror?
Ethel, your nose is shiny. Ethel, you've got big feet. Ethel, you're always hungry. What is this, pick on Ethel Mertz week?
Ethel, please powder your nose.
Oh, powder your own nose.
Ethel, I don't blame you for being mad, but there's a huge, ferocious-looking native standing right behind us.
You never give up, do you?
Ethel, please look behind you and see if you see what I see. Please. He's trying to tell us something. Maybe I better talk to him.
Well, do you think you can understand his language?
I can understand Ricky. I can understand anybody. Hello? Us friends. What you want?
Ooga dooga. Ooga dooga. You go village.
Oh, thank you very much, but we don't want to go village.
You go village. Big chief have dinner.
Hey, Lucy, he's friendly. He wants us to have dinner. Have dinner? He wants us to be dinner. Me go village. You get help. Fred! Ricky! Hurry up! Oh, Rick!
What's
Rick,
the matter?
Look at that savage. He's going to carry Lucy away.
Ricky! Ricky, save me! Well, what are you waiting for? Aren't you going to save me?
I'm trying to decide.
Hey, you stop!
Attaboy, Fred!
You forgot one.
Making a picture on the other side of the aisle.
I hope I didn't hurt you too much, Mrs. Ricardo.
Didn't hurt me, but you scared the daylights out of me. Oh, what a dirty trick.
What are you talking about? You started the whole thing.
Hey, you better go and borrow that gas if we're going to get out of here.
Hey, listen, why don't you all stick around? As soon as we're through shooting, the whole cast and crew are going to have a beach party, kind of a luau. You're all invited.
A luau? Well, I'd like that.
Yeah. That's my favorite food.
Yeah. Oh,
wonderful. Okay.
You see, honey, I told you everything was going to turn out all right.
Yeah. All over for you. The luau's about to start. Oh. Why, Mr. Ricardo and Mr. Mertz, what are you all doing here?
Well, our boat ran out of gas. What are you doing here?
Yeah, what are you all doing here?
Well, they needed some more girls for the picture, so they brought us all out here.
Well, what happened to the contest?
Well, that's been postponed till tomorrow.
Come on, everybody, let's go to the luau. You want to come with me?
Come on, Mr. Murray.
Come on, Ricky.
Come on. You were right. Everything worked out real fine.
I Love Lucy, starring Lucille Ball and Bessie Arnaz, has been presented for your pleasure by Instant Senka, the hearty coffee you can drink as strong as you like. It still can't upset your nerves. Thank you. I Love Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.